this time we're going to a live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church, where we're finishing the message that we began this week on out of the book of Job on Will You Trust God When Your World Falls Apart? This will be the last message. This is part number 4. And while Job, he's standing there, look, you've got the whole picture tonight. I've done read you the chapter. You know what's happening. You know why God's doing it. Job didn't know why. He was watching it all unfold. He was watching it all happen. He's standing there in the middle of it. I mean, one messenger after the next messenger is coming with bad news. And he's standing there. He's going, why is this happening? How can this be happening? We know at this point what's going on because we've read it. But Job didn't know these things, why that they were happening. And after hearing all of the stuff that's happened, instead of flying mad, listen to me close, instead of flying mad, instead of stomping around, instead of slamming doors, instead of breaking things, we find just the opposite. Look at verse number 20. Job arose and rent his mantle, and he shaved his head and fell down upon the ground. Notice this right here. And worshiped and said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. Oh, the Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Notice what he says right here. I want you to underline this in your Bible, because at some point in your time, when you go through your devastation, when you go through the time when you're sideswiped by the devil, I want you to underline this line right here. I want you to pin the devil down. I want you to say, no, 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 Satan, this is not what we're going. We're not going down this road. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm not going to stand here and tell you that, praise God, I've got it all together. But in my life, as I look back over times where I was pulling my hair out and I was about to, man, fall out and say, God, I'm done. Can I tell you, God had a purpose. He had a plan for what he was doing. While I could not see the whole picture, God knew what he was doing. And when it's almost like tonight, while we're sitting here and we're reading the book of Job, we know what's going on. We know how Satan attacked him. We know all of these things. Amen. Job did not know what he was going through. He was just trusting God in the midst of his horrible situation. Because of what I've learned from Job, there's some things that we've learned. That his heartache did not come from what he was doing wrong, but his heartache came from what he was doing right. Somebody asked the question one time, why does bad things happen to good people? I've always wondered that. I mean, some of the most dearest, I mean, the closest people that spiritual, I mean, man, you think about people that's on fire for God, people that, man, have a Bible that slapped war out. I mean, people that you could look at their life and almost say, I can't find anything wrong. I mean, you're looking at their life and say, man, if you're talking about a testimony of somebody that lived the Christian life right, it's them. But, man, it seemed like it. You're talking about heartache, sickness, trouble, trials, finances, everything you under the sun that you can name, they've experienced it. Maybe all of their trouble that they're going through is not because of something that they've done bad. But maybe all their trouble that they're going through is because of what they're doing right. And it's Satan saying, I tell you why. I tell you why that they're worshiping you. I tell you why. It's because all you bless them with. And at the end of the day, that old dear saint of God just said, I don't care, God, whatever you throw my way, I'm still going to be in my pew. Whatever you throw in my way, God, I'm going to still be in my prayer closet. Whatever you throw in my way, I'm still going to go to the choir. Whatever you throw in my way, hey, y'all understand what I'm saying tonight? Job's situation was not because of a sin. David's situation was because of his sin. Jonah's situation was because of his sin, but not Job. Job's situation was because he was a perfect and an upright man who shunned the appearance of evil. You just keep living the Christian life. I know that tonight that Satan's attacking,
I know that he's, I know, man, I look across this congregation. I know you're going through hardship. I know you're going through trial. I know you're going through financial woes. But I want you to know this. You can stand firm to know that Jesus is still on the throne tonight. If you just hang out for a little while longer, you'll find out that he's right, amen, and that he's got a work for your life. He's working everything out according to his will. Just stay faithful. And watch God mold your life. Sometimes these things that we're going through, is God testing to see if you're going to love him for the things he's blessed you with, or are you going to love him for who he is? I mean, God's been good to us. I want you to think about it tonight. Every one of you drove here. Y'all didn't walk. I don't think anybody walked to church tonight. If you did, it's because you need physical activity in your life. But most of us rode in an automobile. We got to church, didn't we? God's been good. And some of the things we can declare as being hardship today is if the ice makers broke. Job, he had given his life. What an example of a great Christian. Job had set his family before God and said, Lord, you bless me, they're yours. He set his finances in front of God. He said, you've blessed me, it's yours. He set his cattle, his oxen, his sheep, all of those things in front of God and said, God, you have 100% control over everything that I have. They are your responsibility. He gave God all of his possessions. And he gave God it all. I'm going to ask you tonight, will you trust him when your world falls apart? Job's wife's fallen apart. The children's gone. The money's gone. And she says this, then said his wife unto him, dost thou still retain thine integrity? Curse God and die. But he said unto her, thou speakest as one of the foolish women. What shall we receive good at the hand of God and shall not receive evil? In all this, did Job not sin with his lips? One section, Satan's after his stuff and after his family. But the next section we read, Satan's after his health, his body. And he attacks his body all kinds of different ways. He said, I tell you what, if I can't get him through suffering, if I can't get him through bereavement, if I can't get him through the loss, I'll attack his body. And I'll throw every pain, I'll throw every scenario in his life, and I tell him, eventually, I'll beat it out of him. Not one time did Job curse God, charge God foolishly. Job says, we've trusted God for our blessings, so why can't we trust God through our breaking? We've trusted God through the times of his blessings. And I tell you, lady, God will help us through our breaking. You know this, that if God breaks us down, he's still God. He still loves us. And if I leave this world with nothing, I'll tell you this, I'll be better leaving this world with Jesus than I was when I came in. I want you to take your Bible now. I want you to just look real quickly tonight. Go to Job, the last chapter of the book of Job, chapter number 42. Job chapter 42, and I want you to look at verse number 12. Job goes through his suffering. He goes through all of the loss. He goes through all the pain, all the things. Satan trying to kill him. Satan trying to destroy him. But God's still there. God said, I'm here, Job. I'm here, Job. I'm with you. Don't forsake. I'm still here. I love you. Stay with it. Verse 12. So the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning. For he had 14,000 sheep and 6,000 camels and 1,000 yoke of oxen. And 1,000 she-asses. He had also 7 sons and 3 daughters. And I want you to look down there with me in verse number 16. And after this lived Job 140 years and saw his sons and his sons' sons, even four generations. Verse 17. So Job died, being old and full of days. What are you saying, preacher? On his deathbed, as he looks back at the heartache, as he looks back at the whirlwind, as he looks back at all that's been stolen from him, as he looks back at the fire, as he looks back at the death, as he looks back at the turmoil, as he looks back at the boils upon his skin, as he looks back at it all, he said, boy, I tell you one thing, God's still good.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app, where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.